The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear yourself, Madni channel, welcome Path to Success Transmission. And inshallah, another episode with another beautiful topic. And the topic is treasure your parents, a very important topic. Remember that our parents are the means of door to come in this world. And they are the means to go to Jannah as well. So we need to look after these doors as well. And today is treasure your parents, our topic inshallah. We'll highlight the importance and discuss the importance of about our parents inshallah. Unconditional love is no doubt from our parents, a beautiful creation of Allah Almighty, because in this selfish world they are the only one who always want to see children happy. And inshallah azza wa jal, our responsibility, rights of the parents, today we will discuss with our beautiful panel, mashallah, Waseem bhai, Tariq Madni, and mashallah Harun bhai with us. We have a beautiful segment, and that segment is Guess the Answer. Let's watch this segment.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
What is the name of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh? What is the actual name of Ala Hazrat Ala Rahma? Yes, we say Ala Hazrat, but what is the name? Also, we'll start a beautiful kalam after the blessing of Durood-e Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood-e Pak in abundance in this world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Harun bhai will recite a kalam.
Sallallahu alayhi ka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله Oh.
محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اسٹرانگیسٹ سپورٹر ان دس ورلڈ پیراڈائز ان دس ورلڈ انکنڈیشنل لو ان دس ورلڈ ون نیم آلویز کم از اونلی پیرنٹس اینڈ دس از آور ٹاپک ٹوڈے ان شاء اللہ وسیم بھائی نو ڈاؤٹ دوز یگسٹر دوز چلڈرن دا پیرنٹس آر الائیو دے شوڈ سے الحمد للہ آلویز because many people they grow up without their parents but they are the blessing they are the great name of Allah almighty but lekin wo kehte hain na qadar wale hi jante hain kiski qadar karni chahiye to baharal walidain is a treasure inshallah we'll discuss this today
Shahsab, today's topic is treasure your parents and how I would like to begin is that no doubt there is no question regarding this that the parents are the treasures no doubt and many people they treasure this treasure during their life but unfortunately some people only find out the value of the parents once they pass away this is that blessing of Allah where Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with so much in our life that Allah himself says in the Quran that if you count the blessings of Allah you will not be able to count them so many blessings of Allah we look right we look left we look forward we look back we look up we look down wherever we look we see the blessings of Allah One huge blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, no doubt, is the parents. Because like you mentioned as well, that unconditional love. With many relationships that you have, with many work colleagues, or whether it's family, brother, sister, there's many conditions that are there. That's why you love someone. But with the parents, there's no condition at all. The love is unconditional. And their support, their love is unwavering, no doubt. And Shahsab, it's their steady hands that allow us to take the first steps in our life. It's their soothing voices that, in other words, give us comfort when we are restless in the middle of the night. They are the wise mentors that shape our futures because of the wisdom of their lives. And no doubt the parents, they're huge, huge, huge blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. But unfortunately, in today's day and age, we're seeing many people who are not seeing the blessings of a parent. Shahsab, I met someone and his father passed away. So we went to his house, we went for Fatiha. And after we did the Fatiha, we got chatting. And this person, he said something to me that I don't think I'm ever going to forget. He said to me that, brother, I never, my father passed away. I did not see the importance of my father. I never used to read, you know, just salam, that's it, nothing else. But now, today, my father has gone. I'm seeing a big hole in my life that is missing now.
Okay.
And this is that hole that, in other words, I can't fulfill this. Now that he's passed away, I'm seeing how important he was in my life. So this is that treasure that today, you know, if, for example, you lose something, your mobile phone, your laptop, your clothes, you know, something goes from your possession, you can always go to the market to get another one. But this is that one relationship, that one thing that you can go to the marketplace, but you won't find no replacement at all. Yes, there's the auntie, there's the uncle, but the parent, the father and the mother, there is no replacement at all. I was reading something today, Shah Sahab. Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, after the Quran, these are known as the authentic books. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in many occasions, he has spoken about the major sins. But when it comes to the major sins, most of the time, it's mentioned that the first is shirk. Number two, it's mentioned is disobedience of parents. Okay. Now, this shows you the importance of respecting the parents. This shows you how important it is to respect and look after your parents. The shas of shirk, everybody went to prison, he said, no, we can't do this because it's shirk. Shirk is a no-go area, in other words. But shas of for disobedience of the parents to be number two. This shows you how important it is for us to respect our parents and stay away from the displeasure. And shas of, you normally yourself, you mentioned a Madani pool every year. When it comes on Shab-e-Barat, when it comes on Laylatul Qadr, and many other nights as well in the year. For example, Shab-e-Barat, there are five people that are not forgiven. There's one is the disobedience of the parents. When it comes to the 27th night or Laylatul Qadr, again, it comes down to the parents. There are many nights in a year that those people who are not forgiven, one of them that you see will see in common is the disobedience of the parents. So this shows you where Allah, for example, if you look at the 15th of Shaban, millions, uncountable people are being forgiven on this night. But one of the types of person that is not forgiven on this night is that person who is disobedient to his parents. And if you look at the Quran, and you know, Shah Sahib, if you look at the Quran and you look at what's happening today, it's gone far beyond. The Quran says that you shouldn't say oof to your parents. Now what happens is oof. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're frustrated with something and automatically oof, that comes out. This is just something that is natural. But if you look at the situation today, it's a lot beyond oof. It's gone a lot beyond that. Today, unfortunately, we're seeing children who are shouting at their parents. MashaAllah, in today's day and age, we are seeing people who are swearing at their parents. It was an incident of the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and he was explaining this. And someone asked the Prophet ﷺ that, Ya Rasulullah, who will swear at their parents? Meaning at that time, this was a question mark that a child will swear at their parents. If you look at today's day and age, we're seeing even a lot beyond swearing as well.
Allah.
So this is why it's very, very important that the parents, especially the mother, the father, they are your paradise. If you please them, inshallah, this will be the means of you entering paradise. But if you obtain their displeasure, this will be, mazallah, maybe the means of you entering the fire of Jahannam. And there are many, many narrations that speak about this. So this is why it's very, very important. And Shasab, I'd like to finish here before we go to the next Mubaligh, inshallah, that this is that relationship that honestly, it's such a relationship, Shah Sahab, that only those people that have lost a parent can understand what a mother and father is. Honestly, how many times we see it? So we go to someone's Fatiha, we go to someone's burial, and the child is crying. And many times he says one thing to us, only if I respected them in my life. Mm. Only if I respected them whilst that person was alive. So alhamdulillah, those that have got this blessing in their home, it's my humble request to you, do not waste this opportunity. Because many people might pass away from your family, you won't feel it much. But if your mother and father go, you will try to get those moments again, but you will never be able to get them in your life.
Allah, you can't replace, it's such a great blessing of Allah. Many things you can replace, many things you can buy again. Like you're giving example, even the house, these things. But remember, these are two. Aapki life ke andar jo hai na, jinki wajah se aap duniya mein maujood hain, inka koi replacement nahi hai. And many people they regret, but there is no point to regret afterward. Is tarah ke wo chale jaye, theek hai, baad ka pashtawa wo fayda nahi dega jo abhi ka pashtawa de sakta hai. Ye yaad rakhiyega, abhi ek pashta le aur abhi maafi mang le, uske baad ye kaash main ye kar leta, kaash main wo kar leta. You still have an opportunity. Some people, they are not fortunate in that manner because their parents are passed away. Now they only have regret, they have to go to their grave, they have to do some kind of isale sawab, they have to supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty, but you still have a chance. They are still in front of you. Go and ask forgiveness. Many people, they disobey their parents. They don't know the rights of the parent. They don't know how to speak with their parent. It's another question. If they ask something and they say, why is mine? Our parents ne to kabhi ye nahi kiya tha. They gave everything. They sacrificed everything, their health, their wealth, their sukoon, their peace. But we don't sacrifice a single thing for our parents. Even in the night, if they ask for something, we say, why me? But they never said these things. So think about, koshish kare, yaad kare, unki sacrifices ko, unki kurbaniyon ko. They are your means to go to Jannah. They are your Jannah, they are your hell. अभी आपकी अपनी चॉइस है कि आप उनको कहें दे आर द ट्रेजर. इसीलिए क्या गया है कि ये खजाना है, दुनिया में भी है, मरने के बाद भी ये जन्नत में जाने का जरिया होते हैं इंशाल्लाह. वो भी आपको बताएंगे किस तरीके से. लेकिन डू वी नो द राइट्स ऑफ आवर पेरेंट? डू वी गिव रिस्पेक्ट टू आवर पेरेंट? एज सून एज आवर मैरिज लाइफ स्टार्टेड, वी टोटली शिफ्ट हो जाती है हमारी. अब बिल्कुल पेरेंट्स को इग्नोर करना शुरू कर देते हैं. सेल्फिश लोग हैं ना, असल में प्रॉब्लम यही है. Selfishness बहुत हमारे अंदर है. ये याद रखें, pleasure of Allah is found in the pleasure of the parent. If your parents not happy, Allah Almighty is not happy with you. So inshallah, there are many incidents. आप भी न्यूज में पढ़ते हैं कि आजकल औलाद कैसी हो गई है, माँ बाप को सरेआम किस तरीके से उनकी वजह से जिल्लत का सामना है. इंशाल्लाह कुछ incidents वो भी बयान करेंगे. तारिक भाई के मदनी फूल लेते हैं. जी तारिक भाई.
जी सैयद साहब, वालिदैन के हवाले से तो कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद में भी कई मकामात पर जिक्र किया गया. अहदीस तैयबात में कई मकामात ऐसे हैं कि जहाँ पर वालिदैन के मुतालिक जिक्र किया गया. और वो जो आपने फरमाया कि वालिदैन की प्लेजर, तो अच्छा दूसरी तरफ ये भी है कि वालिदैन की नाराज़गी में रब की भी नाराज़गी है. अच्छा, फिर अगर हम वालिदैन को देखें, इमाम बुखारी रहमतुल्लाह ताला अलैह ने, बुखारी शरीफ जैसे अभी वसीम भाई ने जिक्र किया माशाल्लाह, बुखारी शरीफ असहुल कुतुबी बाद किताब अल्लाह ताला, अल्लाह ताला की किताब कुरान मजीद के बाद सबसे ज़्यादा सही तरीन किताब, उसमें इमाम बुखारी अल रहमा ने एक पूरा चैप्टर बांधा है, एक पूरा चैप्टर. और उस चैप्टर का नाम ही यही लिखा है कि जनाब इजाबत दुआ मिन बिर्रिल वालिदैन, यानी वालिदैन के साथ भलाई करना ये दुआओं की कबूलियत का सबब है. दुआ की कबूलियत के बहुत से सबाब बयान किए गए, लेकिन एक सबब यह भी है कि बंदा वालिदैन के साथ अच्छा सलूक करे तो क्या सबब, क्या क्या फ़ायदा होगा? सो मेनी बेनिफिट्स, सो मेनी फ़वाद, लेकिन एक फ़ायदा यह है कि उसकी दुआएं कबूल हो जाती हैं. बहुत सारे वाक़यात हो सकता है भी हम सुने भी, बयान भी किए जाएँ, लेकिन एक बहुत ही ज़बरदस्त और एक अथेंटिक वाक़या जिसको सही बुखारी शरीफ में ज़िक्र किया गया है, बड़ा तवील वाक़या है. वो तीन अफराद का वाक़या है और वो उस तवील वाक़े में तीन दुआओं का ज़िक्र किया गया है. और ख़ुलासा उसका ये है कि एक मरतबा तीन अफराद जा रहे थे, एक जगह से गुज़र रहे थे, तो वहाँ जनाब मूसलाधार बारिश शुरू हो गई. अब जब बारिश शुरू हुई तो उन्होंने जो पहाड़ के साथ गार था उसमें उन्होंने जगह ले ली, उस पहाड़ में, उस गार के अंदर, उस केव के अंदर चले गए. बारिश तेज़ मूसलाधार होती रही, लेकिन उसी बारिश के दौरान चट्टान का एक, उस रॉक का एक पत्थर आके नीचे गिरा और उसका मुंह जनाब वो बंद हो गया, उस गार का, उस केव का मुंह बंद हो गया. अब जनाब ये तीन अफराद फंस गए, और यानी इतनी भी रोशनी नहीं थी कि जनाब कोई आसमान नज़र आ जाता, बिल्कुल डार्कनेस हो गई. अब उन तीन अफराद ने अपनी अपनी जो उनके नेक आमाल थे जो उन्होंने किए, उसका वसीला देकर अल्लाह तबारक व तआला की बारगाह में दुआ की कि रब अगर तुझे हमारा ये अमल पसंद है तो तू इसके सदक़े इसकी वजह से हमारी इस मुश्किल को हल फरमा. तो बहरहाल जो पहला शख्स था उसने अपना वाक़या पूरा ज़िक्र किया कि एक मरतबा जब मैं बकरियों को चरा रहा था तो बकरियों को चराते चराते आगे निकल गया, जब वापस आया तो रात हो चुकी थी और वालिदैन मेरे सो गए थे. मैं दूध लेकर अपने वालिदैन के पास चला गया, हालांकि मेरे बच्चे भूखे थे, मेरे 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 और बीवी बच्चे कह रहे थे कि भाई वो तो सो गए, तुम उनको छोड़ो और हमें पिला दो. अब देखिए इसमें ये, बल्कि हदीस के अल्फाज देखें, मुझे पसंद नहीं आया कि मैं अपने वालिदैन को उनकी नींद से उठाऊं.
सुभान अल्लाह.
और एक और बात पसंद नहीं आई कि मैं अपने बच्चों को अपने वालिदैन से पहले पिला दूं. बच्चे जो मेरे पाँव के पास लौट रहे थे, हालांकि वो चाह रहे थे कि इनको जो पहले दूध मिल जाए, लेकिन यहाँ पर ये पूरा इस तरह का वाक़या ये पूरा जिक्र किया गया है. लेकिन इस शख्स ने क्या किया, इस शख्स ने तुलुए फजर तक वहाँ पर खड़ा रहा, फिर जब वालिदैन उठे तो उनको फिर ये दूध का प्याला पेश किया. اب یہ پورا عمل, یہ پورا واقعہ میں نے اس کو مختصر ذکر کیا ہے, یہ پورا عمل ایک نیک عمل کا اس شخص نے وسیلہ دے کر, اس کا صدقہ دے کر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں دعا کی کہ اے رب کریم, اگر تجھے میرا یہ عمل پسند ہے تو اس عمل کے صدقے ہم پر یہ آسانی فرما. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کا کرم ہوا اور اس کیو کے اوپر سے وہ جو بڑا سا سٹون آ کر گر گیا تھا وہ تھوڑا سا سرک گیا, کھل گیا. انہوں نے جو ہے یہاں تک کہ آسمان دیکھا, ان کو آسمان نظر آیا. اور پھر یہ ہوا کہ دوسرے شخص نے اور پھر تیسرے شخص نے اپنے اپنے اعمال کا ذکر کیا اور اس کا صدقہ دے کر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں دعا کی, اور اس کا رزلٹ یہ ہوا, اس کا آؤٹ کم یہ ہوا کہ وہ تینوں افراد اپنے نیک عمل کا سبب کے ذریعے نکل گئے. اب یہاں پر یہ جو نا, یہ جو امام بخاری علیہ الرحمہ نے یہ واقعہ بیان کیا, اس میں کئی شارحین حدیث نے, اس میں ملا علی قاری علیہ الرحمہ نے بھی اور دیگر محدثین نے بھی اس بات کو ذکر کیا گیا کہ یہ جو, یہ تو ایک واقعہ ذکر گیا نا, فرماتے ہیں کہ بر الوالدین, والدین کے ساتھ حسن سلوک کرنا, ان کے ساتھ بھلائی کرنا, یہ ایسا زبردست امر ہے کہ بندے کو دنیا میں بھی اور آخرت میں بھی یہ نجات دینے والا ہے مشکلات سے, پریشانیوں سے, آزمائشوں سے. تو اس میں جو ہے, اس پورا واقعہ میں طویل واقعہ تھا لیکن ہمیں اس میں سیکھنے کو یہ ملا کہ ہم اپنے والدین کے ساتھ حسن سلوک کرتے رہیں تو ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ ہماری مشکلات حل ہوتی رہی.
ماشاء اللہ. جی ہارون بھائی,
I would say especially this applies to the children of nowadays. You know, when we do the very basic for them, for example, if they've asked us for a glass of water and we give it to them, or we give them a lift somewhere, something, you know, we pick something up for them, we get them something, you know, we think that we've done something extraordinary and we count this almost as doing a favor upon them. Whereas the reality is much, much different from this. And in fact, I want to relate a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ with regards to this, that once a companion humbly asked the Prophet ﷺ that there were such scorching stones, such hot stones on a path, that if a piece of meat was to be put on them, it would be cooked. I carried my mother on my shoulders and walked over them for 6 miles. Okay. 6 miles, this sahabi walked in such a condition. He then asks, have I been free from the rights of my mother? Now look at the reply of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ replied, the pain of contractions she went through whilst giving you birth, it perhaps would be the expiation for one of those contractions. Meaning, you know, the Prophet ﷺ put it so beautifully that you going through such pain is on one side, and then on the other side you have just a part of the pain that your mother went through when giving birth, just a 1/6 of that, perhaps maybe it would be expiation for that. And this really and truly just puts into perspective how great the rights of the parents and the mother are. And you know, for this very reason we learn from the Prophet ﷺ as well, and that paradise lies under the feet of the mother. Such a beautiful example is given where, you know, it's very easy to understand, and this is why we should use these examples to further understand the rank and the maqam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within parents. And you know, like I said, Sitsab, a lot of the times nowadays we find people taking their parents for granted. And mazallah, and some situations even feeling them as a burden, especially when they're living with parents, etc., that, you know, I have to go out my way to do this. But really and truly, you know, I had a beautiful example, someone say that next time, for example, your mother asks you for a lift to go somewhere, right? Instead of thinking, I have to go and drop my mother off, think of it like this, that I have the opportunity to go and drop my mother off. Because trust me, when that opportunity goes, when your mother is no more, you will crave and you will desire to be in the position to take your mother places, to, you know, look at her, to serve her, to, you know, do all these things for her. Because at that time, it won't be possible. You can't go back in time. So the opportunity you have now, you know, a lot of the times when sometimes parents call, you're thinking, oh, I wonder what they want now. I wonder what they're going to ask for now. And it's almost, again, like a burden. But trust me, there will be a time where you look at your phone and you'll be thinking, if only, you know, I would get a phone call of my mother, of my father, I could, you know, speak to them, tell them my worries, share my feelings with them. And, you know, because parents are such people, say Sab, that you can spill out your heart to them without, you know, holding back, because they won't judge you, they won't look at you any differently, they don't have any, you know, matlab from you, in other words. So they are those people who really and truly are special, and we Islam emphasizes their speciality to us through Quran and Hadith, and inshallah we'll learn more on.
You know, you mentioned regarding spilling out and speaking to them. Just today I heard someone mention that speak to your parents today, discuss things with them today, otherwise a time may come, or potentially will come, when you will go to the graveyard to speak to them. Today you will get a response, but a time will come that there will be no response from
Allah.
I know that that's a reality as well. People, you know, they don't value their parents today, and then they have to go to the graveyard. Then they can speak. You can speak for hours, in other words, but literally there's no response coming at that time. So this is why it's very, very important to discuss with them. And Shahzad, if you look at Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, absolutely amazing incident that I would like to mention here. That it's mentioned that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah azza wa jal, when he used to do kalam with Allah, that show me my neighbor in paradise. So it's mentioned that Allah replied that go to so-and-so place, he's a butcher. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he went to that place. He knocked on the door of that particular house. And it's mentioned someone opened the door, he went inside, there was two elderly parents. And literally, they saw him, a couple of moments later, they passed away. He automatically said that you must be Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He goes, how do you know I'm Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? He said, my parents, they were very old. They used to make this dua every single day, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, do not give us death until we see Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So now that you, my parents have passed away, you must be Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, because they have passed away. And he further said, he goes, my mother, she used to make another dua. Because her teeth had fallen out, she couldn't chew the food. So what I used to do is, I used to chew the food for her, and then I used to give that to, feed that to her. And it's mentioned that when I used to do this, she used to make one dua constantly. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, make my son a neighbor of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in paradise. And it's mentioned that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said to this individual, Mubarak, your mother's dua has been accepted. You will be my neighbor in paradise. So it's very, very important that we get these duas of the parents, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Like Harun Bhai said, please them today, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And the duas that they will give literally will be from the heart. Today, at times you go to someone, their duas at times are just, you know, please you know the words. But your mother and father are making those duas that are from the bottom of their heart. There was someone that was mentioning the other day that literally, you know, a lot of my problems go away. And then my mother tells me later on that I made this dua for you, I made dua for you, and that was accepted. And Shah Sahib, another thing that I would like to mention here as well is, alhamdulillah, there may be many people who are watching this or will watch this later on whose parents are alive. This is also a form to do the shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because alhamdulillah, we've grown up 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we've had the presence of our parents. We've had the presence of our mother and father. But what about those children? Literally, they were born into this world. They were made orphans. Within a couple of years, 1 year, 2 years, maybe 5 years. Today, we want something, Shahzad. We want something as a children. Our mother and father will do anything to get that for us. But what about that orphan? They also want something as well. They also want that special dish as well. They also want the ice cream in the hot weather as well. They also want that those toys that our children play with today as well. But what is it? We, for us, our parents did anything to get that for us. But what about those children? They are growing up as well. They have desires, they have wishes. The only thing that is missing in their life that can't fulfill those desires is they don't have parents. So alhamdulillah, we have this. No doubt we should look after the orphans as well, but if we've got this blessing in the home, we should do the shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because look, it wasn't their fault. Unfortunately, it was what it is. That they grew up like this with our parents. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He's the most merciful. He has blessed us with parents. Take advantage of this, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Serve them. Because many people in this world right now, there are millions of people across the world. They would do anything to have another meal with their parents. They would do anything to sit around the table with their mother. They would do anything to kiss the hands of their mother. They would do anything to kiss the feet of their mother. They would do anything just to get a moment with their mother, in other words. But they can't, in other words. So it's my humble request to you, inshallah, we have this opportunity, whose parents are alive. And you know, there's another thing that I would like to mention, Shahzad. But you know, there might be someone watching at this moment in time who has disobeyed his parents. And we know, unfortunately, these people exist in our community. I almost spoke to my mother for 1 year. Last year, I remember I went to a hospital and we were sitting there. Something that really, really struck me. There was someone, there was a mother, she was sitting there and she was in her bed and she had the curtains closed. And she was talking to someone next door and she was saying to her that everyone has come to visit me. My brothers come, my sisters come, my cousins come.
Allah.
One person has come to visit me and that's my son. And you know why he never visited Shasab? She said this as well. She said the reason why he hasn't visited me is because he thinks that I never gave the correct property to him. All because of that. That's the reason. That's why it comes down to you. Meaning everyone went to visit her in hospital, but the person that should have served her in hospital, he never went to see her.
Your breathing, your everything is because of your parents. Yakeen karein, wo look after nahi karte, to aap is maqam par thodi pahunchte. Waseem bhai has mentioned many madani parts. About the dua, starting from dua. You know, when we were little, when we going out, when we going anywhere for our job, for our school, we used to take duas of our parents. Now we left, and then what happened? We got problems, we got difficulties in our life. We jab nikalte the, kehte the dua karna, ye karna. Wo dua karte the, dua nikalti. Yakin karein, jo maa baap ki dua hoti hai na, ye kamal ki. Badi badi musibatein, badi badi pareshaniyan dur kar deti hai. Hame apne maa baap ki dua leni chahiye. Humne duaen lena band kar diya, pareshaniyon ke wabal hamare upar jo hai, pareshaniyan aane lagi. Aap apni zindagi ke andar maa baap ko ahmiyat de, importance de, property, ye sari cheeze kya hai? Nothing. Wallah, they are nothing. The easiest way to go Jannah, the easiest door to enter in Jannah is your parents. Make them happy. One of the Sahabi Rasul Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, the famous Sahabi, when his father passed away and he started crying and he said, I'm not crying because my father has passed away. But why I'm crying? Because my easiest door to Jannah has been shut down. They are the easiest door to Jannah. Remember, if one of the parents pass away, mother or father, one of the door of Jannah is closed for you. They are open for you. Now make them happy. Apne maa baap ko razi kare. I've seen many parents. Tariq bhai, jo baap kaam karta hai ya maa kahin kaam karti hai, you know, they have to tolerate many, many things. Bahut sari cheeze bardasht karte sirf aulaad ki wajah se. Agar unke apne liye ho to na kare. Log maazallah gaaliyan bhi dete hain. Bura bala bhi kehte hain. They're treating them badly. But why are they taking all things? Because of the children. React nahi karte, kis liye, apne liye ne ke, yaar, job chali gaye, kuch ho gaya. Jo karte hai, wo galat karte hai. Lekin main aapko, aap gaur karein. 50, 60, even 70 years old person, you have seen they still working on the road. Even if you looking like, jo aajkal ye jo bike hai, aur ye jo kaam kar rahe hai, aur jo bhi scooteron ke upar, cycleon ke upar, sardi ke andar, 60, 65, even 68, 70. Why? Taki bachchon ke liye kuch kar jaye. Kisi ke bachche hain, kisi ki problem hai, bachche look after nahi kar rahe. Ab gaur kare yaar, maa baap kaisi nemat hai aur hum unke liye kya kar rahe hain. Wo bahut kuch bardasht kar rahe hote hain. Remember Allama Ibn Hajar Makki rahmatullah alayh has mentioned this narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the people on the night of Miraj. They were hanging with the branches of fire. Who were these people? And the Jibreel alayhi salam mentioned, these are those people who speak ill about their parents in the world. अपने मां-बाप के बारे में जो बुरी बात करते थे, आज हर दूसरा तीसरा अपने दोस्त के साथ, बीवी के साथ, बच्चों के साथ अपने मां-बाप की बुराई करता है. यार खामोश हो जाओ, मां-बाप है तुम्हारे. चलो अगर उन्होंने कुछ कर भी दिया, वो उनका, उनके रब का मामला है. आपको क्या प्रॉब्लम है अपने मां-बाप को इस तरह ट्रीट करने की? वी हैव गिवन यू परमिशन टू ट्रीट पेरेंट्स लाइक दिस. रिमेंबर कमा तदीन व तुदान, जैसा करोगे वैसा भरोगे. टिट फॉर टैट इन सिंपल वर्ड. दुनिया में अगर मां-बाप के साथ अच्छा करोगे तो तुम्हें अच्छा ही मिलेगी, और बुरा करोगे तो तुम्हें बुरा मिलेगा. अपने माँ बाप को जो है हमेशा राजी रखने की कोशिश करें. कोई भी बैठा, शरीयत की जहां बात आती है वो एक अलग मैटर है. जहां पे शरीयत ने इजाजत दी है आपको, वो अगर माँ बाप कह के नहीं इसके खिलाफ जाना तो वो नहीं मानना. अदरवाइज यू हैव टू ओबे द अपने पेरेंट्स की ओबीडियंस की तरफ जाना है. यानी तस्बीह पढ़ना कमाल की बात है. देर आर मेनी मेनी रिवॉर्ड फॉर Nafli worshipping, the whole night you worship, zikrullah, un sab se badhkar maa baap ki respect karna hai, maa baap ki izzat karna hai, maa baap ki khidmat karna, ye tamam cheezon se badhkar hai. Isliye apne maa baap ko time dein aur apne maa baap ki respect kare.
Ji sahi sahab, dekhe na zara riwayat padhe, Quran Majeed Furqan Hameed padhe, tafaseer padhe, andaaza hoga ki kitni zyada ahmiyat hai. Walida ke liye to پیارے آقا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ الجنت تحت اقدام الامہات, کہ جنت ماؤں کے قدموں کے نیچے ہے. اور ایک مقام پر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ایک صحابی رسول کو فرمایا جا اور ماں کے قدموں کو تھام لے, جنت وہاں ہے. تو ہم یہ دیکھیں, اور پھر والد کے بارے میں بھی روایات موجود ہیں. نبی کرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, حضرت ابو درد رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے مروی ہے, فرماتے ہیں نبی کرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے والد جنت کے دروازوں میں سے درمیانی مڈل والا دروازہ ہے, اگر تو چاہے تو اس کو ضائع کر دے یا پھر تو اس کی حفاظت کر. اب شارحین حدیث میں نے اس کے بارے میں باقاعدہ ذکر فرمایا کہ بھائی کس طرح سے حفاظت کرنی ہے, اور اگر کوئی شخص ضائع کرے گا تو کیا کیا انداز ہیں. اس میں مین یعنی کہ اس کا اگر خلاصہ ذکر کروں وہ یہی ہے کہ عقوق الوالدین, کہ والدین کی اپنے والد کی نافرمانی کرنا, جس کو وسیم میں نے شروع میں ذکر کیا کہ یہ اکبر القبائر میں اس کو ذکر کیا, بڑے گناہوں میں, گناہ کبیرہ میں اس کو ذکر کیا, جو سات مہلکات ہیں ان میں ان کو ذکر کیا گیا کہ یہ والدین کی نافرمانی. تو والد کو, والد کے اس دروازے کو ضائع کرنے سے مراد یہی ہے کہ جو شخص والد کی نافرمانی کرے تو یہ گویا کہ اپنے جنت کے ایک دروازے کو ضائع کر رہا ہے. یہ بہت اس کو اس پہ توجہ کرنے والی بات ہے. اور پھر دیکھیں یہاں پر میں ذکر کروں گا کہ اگر ہم والدین سے حسن سلوک کریں تو دنیا میں بھی فوائد ہیں. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, اس حدیث کے راوی حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ہیں, فرماتے ہیں جو شخص یہ پسند کرے کہ اس کی عمر میں اضافہ ہو جائے, اور جو شخص یہ چاہے کہ اس کے رزق میں اضافہ ہو جائے, تو وہ اپنے والدین کے ساتھ حسن سلوک کرے, ان کے ساتھ بھلائی کرے, صلہ رحمی کرے. تو ہمیں اس پر غور کرنا چاہیے.
ماشاء اللہ, وی ہیو اے پیکیج. چلیں جی ایک پیکیج لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
Do you know how fortunate you are if you have your parents alive, if you have one of them alive? Do you realize how fortunate you are, what amounts of thawab, what amounts of rewards you will be gaining by serving them, by being in their service. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the summary of which is that curse of Allah be upon that person who finds one of his parents in old age or both of them in old age, yet he does not take care of them. Allahu Akbar. This is something, you know, for us to take heed of, for us to take a lesson from, that we want the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. And the way to gain the mercy of Allah azza wa jal is to please our parents, because Jannah lies under the feet of the mother. So if we want to gain this lofty rank, we have to respect our parents. We have to show love towards our parents. And by doing this, we will gain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Let's move to our segment, Let's Revive a Sunnah.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Ibasimai.
Today's sunnah, inshallah, Azawajal, regarding learning knowledge. This is something that throughout our life, as soon as a person is at the age, this is something that we must be doing. If you look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentions that even if you have to go to China, go to China and seek Islamic knowledge. And he's mentioning another, many examples are also in front of us as well, of the Sahaba Ikram, how they used to on foot travel many miles to another country like Turkey, Istanbul, and many other places as well, just to learn one hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is, today we've got things very easy, and where we're talking about knowledge, one of the requests I fold the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah azawajal, is that there are many opportunities Dawat Islami is giving to seek Islamic knowledge. And one of the great ways, alhamdulillah azawajal, is Faizan Online Academy. This is one department of Dawat Islami. At your comfort, your time of availability, inshallah, you sitting in your own house, you can seek Islamic knowledge. MashaAllah, there's many courses that are available on the Dawat Islami's website. So my humble request to you is this sunnah, inshallah, learning knowledge. Take opportunity of this by also doing a course with Dawat Islami, inshallah.
جی سید صاحب, اس حوالے سے ذکر کرنا چاہوں گا, حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے روایت ہے, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, وَخَيْرُ الْعِبَادَةِ الْفِقْهُ, اور بہترین عبادت فقہ ہے. یہاں پر علماء نے فرمایا کہ بہترین عبادت, پھر اس میں یہاں پر محذوف ہے یہ بات ہیڈن ہے کہ بہترین عبادت علم الفقہ ہے, یعنی دین کی سمجھ بوجھ حاصل کرنا, دین کی فقاہت حاصل کرنا یہ بہترین عبادت میں سے ہے. تو اللہ تعالیٰ سے دعا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں اس عبادت یعنی دین کی سمجھ بوجھ حاصل کرتے رہنے کی توفیق عطا
فرمائے. Understand the importance of knowledge, continue to seek it throughout their lives, and they always refer to themselves as students, even if they are, you know, big scholars and, you know, they have lots of knowledge. So really and truly, we can never fully completely attain all the knowledge, and, you know, knowledge is something that we should continue to strive to attain. And, you know, they say that we should keep ourselves like an empty cup, so that we can always be inspired and, you know, input something into our minds. Because if we deem ourselves to be full and we know everything, then really and truly we are empty from within. So this is something, inshallah, we should ponder upon as well.
Ilm e deen seekhte rahe, seekhte rahe. Bharat, another segment, one advice to you.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Ji Wasim bhai.
Shah Sahib, you know, this is an opportunity for us to also remember whether it's the winter or whether it's the summer. This also reminds us of the hereafter as well. This also reminds us regarding the hereafter. Why? Because there's also azab in the hereafter regarding the heat as well, that we're also quite famous about. But also on the other hand, regarding the coldness as well. So when these temperatures come, when these temperatures go up, this is also a point for us to remember that may Allah protect us from the fire of Jahannam.
Ameen.
So this is something that, remember one thing, that if you have the eyes, if you have the ears, inshallah, of understanding these things, inshallah, everything will remind you of the hereafter. You can gain many, many things, inshallah, that will remind you of the hereafter, inshallah.
When someone is in difficulty and when someone is in some problem, if someone is not getting out of trouble, then for that person, I would like to give advice here. قرآن مجید فرقان حمید سے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ارشاد فرماتا ہے, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, جو شخص اللہ تعالیٰ سے ڈرے, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے لیے راستہ بنا دے گا, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, اور اس کو وہاں سے رزق دے گا جہاں سے اس کا گمان بھی نہیں. تو تقوی, پرہیزگاری, یہ وہ چیز ہے کہ جو ہمارے لیے راستے بنا دیتی ہے, جو اگر ہم مشکلات میں تو ہماری مشکلات حل ہو جاتی ہیں.
So my advice would be, as Muslims, we often tend to overlook the many blessings that we have and that we take for granted. We need to constantly remind ourselves to be grateful and to be appreciative of everything we have. If you have a roof over your head, if you are able to feed yourself and, you know, sleep with a full stomach, and you know, you have the basic necessities in life, you are more fortunate than a massive portion of the population of the world. And these things are, you know, some of these things people would die to try and attain. So never overlook or never take anything for granted. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every single little thing you have, because in Islam we are told that if you are not thankful, then that thing is, that blessing is taken from you. So may Allah protect us from zawal ni'mah and allow us to appreciate everything that we have.
Ameen. You know, in this ups and downs of the life, difficulties and problems, calamities we are facing, the one huge weapon we have is about the smile on the face. Such a weapon is not only encourage you, but those who are surrounding as well. انشاءاللہ یہ ان کو بھی طاقت دے گا. آپ کو خود نہیں پتا یہ کتنی بڑی حوصلہ آپ کو دلاتا ہے. یہ ایک ڈھال بن جاتی ہے, ایک پروٹیکٹر ہوتی ہے. یہ جو مسکراہٹ ہونا ہے نا, یہ جو آپ کے ساتھ ہوں گے نا, ان کو بھی ہمت بنائے گی اور آپ کو بھی ہمت بنائے گی. آپ کی پریشانیاں مشکلات کے اندر یہ مقابلہ, یہ آپ کو مضبوط کرتی ہے. کچھ ہوتا ہے ہر وقت بجھے رہتے ہیں, لیکن جو مشکلات میں بھی مسکرانا جانتا ہوگا نا, آپ خود دیکھیں گے کہ مشکلات سے کیسے نکلتا ہے. تو اپنے چہرے کے اوپر مسکراہٹ ہونی چاہیے. وہ کسی نے کیا خوب بات کی ہے نا کہ جسٹ 5 سیکنڈ کے مسکرانے سے تصویر اچھی ہو سکتی ہے, تو زندگی بھر مسکرانے سے آپ کی زندگی بھی اچھی ہو سکتی ہے. आइए एक कलाम सुनते हैं इंशाल्लाह इस बात पर. कलाम सुनाइए.
काली जुल्फ़ा वाला दो घेरे लाधा सहारा, काली जुल्फ़ा वाला दो घेरे लाधा सहारा, कसम खुदा दी मैनु सब नालो प्यारा, कसम खुदा दी मैनु सब नालो प्यारा, दसा की मैं मुस्तफा दी केडी सोनी शान है,
no.
You know, some of the youngsters, the children, they not only disrespecting their parents, but they make them parents angry as well. Kisi ne badi pyari baat likhi, don't anger your parents in order to please other people. Those other people did not spend their entire lives building you. They have done everything for you. रात सुबह दिन शाम अगर आप देखें तो आपके वालदेन ने आपके लिए क्या नहीं किया. द फादर जो खुद भी थका हुआ होता है, बट 12 o'clock कौन जाता दूध लेने के लिए कि सुबह नाश्ते के लिए आपको चाहिए, बच्चों को स्कूल जाना है. वो अपनी फिक्र नहीं करता. माँ बुखार में भी उसको पता बच्चों ने स्कूल जाना है, नाश्ता बनाती है, आने से पहले सफाई, एवरीथिंग. अगर आप थोड़ा सा गौर करें, और फिर हम कहते हैं हमारे माँ बाप. वन ऑफ द चाइल्ड इवेंट टू अ स्कॉलर, कहते माई पेरेंट्स नॉट हैप्पी विद मी, इवन वेन एवर दे आस्क समथिंग आई ट्राई टू फुलफिल देयर डिमांड्स. जब भी मुझसे कुछ मांगते हैं मैं उनको देता हूँ, कोशिश करता हूँ, मैं फिर भी नाराज होते हैं. यू नो द वॉट द स्कॉलर से, बोले यही तो रीजन है. बोले हाउ कैन इट बी अ रीजन वेन दे आस्क समथिंग आई ऑलवेज गिव देम. इसे दिस इज द रीजन, बिकॉज वेन यू बॉर्न एंड देन इफ यू लुक योर लाइफ फ्रॉम बॉर्न टू नाउ, एवरीथिंग दे हैव प्रोवाइडेड यू विदाउट आस्किंग फ्रॉम योर. तुमने कुछ मांगा नहीं था. योर नेम, योर क्लोथ, योर फूड, योर फर्स्ट बाइसाइकिल, योर फर्स्ट बुक, योर पेन, योर पेंसिल, योर टॉयज, एवरीथिंग विदाउट आस्किंग योर सेल्फ दे हैव प्रोवाइडेड यू. और आज तुम कहते हो कि मुझसे मांगते हैं तो मैं देता हूं. बिना मांगे उनको दिया करो, इंशाल्लाह तुम देखोगे कि अल्लाह तुम पर कैसी रहमत की बारिश बरसाएगा. हम क्यों ये कहते हैं कि माँ बाप मुझसे मांगे तो मैं दूं. एक ने किसी ने बड़ी प्यारी बात की, किसी ने उससे पूछा कि तुम क्या माँ बाप के क्या कहते हैं, तुम्हारे जो माँ बाप हैं क्या वो तुम्हारे साथ रहते हैं. यानी ये मतलब था कि तुम्हारे पास माँ बाप क्या किसके साथ होते हैं, कहाँ रहते हैं. तो उसने पता क्या जवाब दिया, उसने कहा नहीं मैं माँ बाप के साथ रहता हूँ. बात सेम ही है, लेकिन बात बड़े कमाल की है. ये होती है अच्छी औलाद. जो नहीं कहती हाँ मैं अपने माँ बाप को रखता हूँ, कहते हैं मैं माँ बाप के साथ रहता हूँ. ये कमाल की बात, और ऐसी तरबियत होनी चाहिए.
I'm going to treat my friends, I'm going to treat this person, I'm going to treat that person. Like you mentioned as well, when's the last time that we treated our parents? When's the last time that we brought their favorite dish home? When's the last time that we brought their favorite drink home? This is something that, and honestly, like you said as well, them asking is different, but it all, treat them today. And you'll see that, you know, the happiness on their face, the duas that they will give you will just be next level.
There are many coffee shops around, and many dessert shops. Have you taken your parents home? Yes. घर वालों को ले गए, यू टेक योर वाइफ, यू टेक योर फ्रेंड, यू टेक योर चिल्ड्रन, व्हाट अबाउट द पेरेंट्स? सोचने की बात है.
सो सब ये द थिंग आई वुड लाइक टू मेंशन रिगार्डिंग टुडेस टॉपिक एज वेल इज दैट लुक वैल्यू देम बिफोर इट्स टू लेट. बिकॉज़ लाइक वी बीन डिस्कसिंग देयर वाज वन इंसिडेंट शासब दैट you know, unfortunately, children today, the young people today, like 20, 25, 30 years, the mother, the father have brought you up. They've accepted all your desires. They've gone through any means to fulfill your desires. But when it comes now that you brought a wife home, you got married. Now what happens is that a child at times starts to disobey his parents. Unfortunately, there was one incident recently where there was a son. His mom did everything, had a very, very good relationship. Now he got married, his wife came home. Now they couldn't get on. Now what happened is that he dropped her off to an old person's house. Oh, and after a couple of months, he found out that my mother had passed away there. So this is something that we need to contemplate about, that what is going on? Why is this admission in these old people's homes increasing? This is something that we need to be thinking about. That they did not, like at a young age, when you were 3-4 years old, look, at times they were struggling. Financially, they were struggling. They were struggling with many other things. They didn't say, okay, we're going to drop him here. No, they still looked after you. Today, what's happening is, unfortunately, these admissions in these old people's homes are increasing. Why? Mom, dad, I can't look after you. I can't look after you. I can't take this burden. You become a burden of us. This is what people are saying today, unfortunately. But they didn't think you as a burden when you were young as well. So this is something that we need to contemplate upon, that look after them, inshallah, so we'll treat them well, inshallah. This will be your paradise, this will be your Jannah, inshallah, and this obtaining their pleasure, inshallah, will be the means of obtaining the pleasure of Allah. And Shahsab, regarding another point that I would like to mention here as well, there was one incident, someone mentioned this, someone goes that, what happened is I used to disobey my mother every single night. She used to say to me, don't go here, I used to go there. I used to leave the house 11, 12, 1 o'clock, and she used to say that, you know, your friends today, they won't be there for you at a difficult time. And what happened is that he goes that I got into a mess, and unfortunately I was taken to court by the police. Now when I went to the box and I looked back, who's there? None of my friends that I used to go with every single night, none of them were there at that time. The only person that was sitting there supporting me at that time was my mother. And there was another incident as well, that a person, he says that unfortunately I got into a fight, and basically I was in a coma for 3 months. When I woke up and asked the doctors what's going on, the doctor said to me that, look, you've been in a coma for 3 months. Every single day, day and night, there's been one person who has been sitting here, Allah, and it's your mother. Allah. So these people, this materialistic world, in other words, they won't be there for you at the difficult time. So support them today. And the other question that I would like to ask Ustad Tariq Sahib as well, that there might be someone watching at this moment in time. Unfortunately, they might have disobeyed their parents throughout their life, and their mother or father may have passed away. This is also a question that we received, that look, I disobeyed my mother, my father, they passed away. What could we do for them now, inshallah?
Ji, Tariq bhai, ye bhi dein. Aur what is the best way? Jinke maa-baap duniya se chale gaye aur hain, dono ke liye kya kiya jaye?
Ji, sir, sab jo Waseem ne farmaya uske hawale se to ye hai ke dekhiye, jab walidain duniya se ja chuke aur agar banda chahta hai ke ab unke liye kuch kare, to ek to ye ki unke liye ईसाले सवाब करें, उनकी तरफ से सदका दें. दूसरा ये कि उनके दोस्तों के साथ हुस्ने सलूक करें. अच्छा, अगर उनकी तरफ से कोई कर्ज़े वगैरह का मामला है उसको अदा कर दें, और इसी तरह से उनकी तरफ से सदका दें, और उनकी कबूर पर जाकर, अपने वालिदैन की कबूर पर जाकर, वहाँ जाके तिलावत करें, दुआ करें, और उनके वसीले से भी दुआ करें, तो इंशाल्लाह ताला ये वो चीज़ें जो वालिदैन के लिए इंशाल्लाह ताला फरहत का बायस होंगी.
सीरियसली, लव योर पेरेंट्स एंड ट्रीट देम वेल, लुक आफ्टर देम. यू विल ओनली नो देयर इम्पोर्टेंस, देयर वैल्यू, व्हेन यू सी देयर एम्प्टी चेयर, एम्प्टी बेड, एम्प्टी रूम, देन यू विल रिग्रेट. फिर होगा कि काश मैं ये कर देता, काश मैं ये कर लेता. अभी कोशिश करें, कुछ वक्त उनके साथ बैठ जाए, स्पेंड सम टाइम विद देम. जैसे ना, कभी मतलब थोड़ा ले जाए, कभी उनको चाय के लिए, किसी जूस के लिए कुछ बैठ जाए, उनके पांव दबा लें 5, 10, 15, 20 मिनट. मतलब आप कब बैठे थे आखिरी दफ़ा अपने माँ, जब कोई आपको गर्ज थी? सच अ सेल्फिश पर्सनैलिटी यू आर, द यू ओनली सिट विद योर पेरेंट व्हेन यू नीड इट समथिंग. बचपन में भी यही तो, और अब भी यही है, कुछ होगा तो बैठेंगे, वरना नहीं है. लेकिन माँ बाप ने बग़ैर गर्ज के आपको पाला है, कोशिश करें कि उनके साथ इखलास के साथ और बगैर गर्ज के भी बैठने.
सर, दिस अनदर इशू दैट व्हेन वी आर, इवन व्हेन वी आर विद आवर पेरेंट्स, वी आर नॉट विद देम. व्हाई? बिकॉज़ वी गो टू सी देम, फॉर एग्जांपल वी आर ऑन द फोन, और यू नो आवर माइंड्स आर देयर, एंड वी आर नॉट गिविंग देम द टाइम द वे इट ओट टू बी स्पेंट देयर. सो लाइक यू सेड, व्हेन यू गो टू विजिट योर पेरेंट्स, ट्रीट इट एज नॉट जस्ट any other sitting, you know, speak to them, ask them how the day was, ask them how life is going, and you know, this actually will please their heart. Because sometimes all they need is, you know, an ear that will listen to them. All they need is someone to just ask them how they are feeling, what they're going through. And, you know, sometimes that can take away half of the burden and half of the issues that they are going through. So even when you are to spend time with them, don't just go on your phone or don't just do it as a formality. Rather do it there meaningfully, and inshallah, you will see the du'as that you get from them.
Wasim, my last message, please.
Shah Sahib, regarding today's topic, inshallah, so treasure your parents, inshallah, look after them. Stay away from the disobedience, inshallah, so keep a balance between other relationships with your parents as well. Inshallah, so this will be your Jannah, inshallah.
Yes, sir, just one thing I want to tell you. That when Ayas bin Muawiyah's wife passed away, she cried on them. تو ان سے پوچھا گیا کہ ماں یبکی کا تمہیں کیا چیز رلا رہی ہے؟ فقالا, تو انہوں نے ایک بات کہی, کہا کہ میرے لیے جنت کے دو دروازے, مفتوحان الی الجنہ, میرے لیے جنت کے دو دروازے کھلے تھے, اغلق احدہما, ان میں سے ایک بند ہو گیا. اور ایک علماء نے بڑی پیاری بات کی, وہ بھی ذکر کر دیتا ہوں. فرمایا کہ اکسب طاعت ابنی کا بطاعت والدی کا, کہ اگر تو چاہتا ہے نا کہ تیرا بیٹا, تیری اولاد تیری اطاعت کرے, تو اپنے والدین کی اطاعت کر.
اللہ. So some also, one thing to note is never disregard your parents' judgment. You know, especially as teenagers growing up in school, we may want to befriend a certain person or a circle, and our parents will tell us off against them, that son, don't hang around with these people, they're not good for you. And at that time we may not understand it, but some weeks, months, years down the line, we look back and we think, really that person was not good for me, that company was not good for me. So listen to your parents when they advise you with something. They have years of experience. They've been through life. And inshallah, you will see the benefits from this.
In the end, agar thoda sa scenario pe apni life pe gaur kare, you know, when 5 years old and 6 years old, what do we say to our parents? Simple words. I love you. You are the best parent. You are the best mom. You are the best father. You know, when 5 years and 6 years and 7 years, because we're getting everything from our parents. But when you're going about 6, 7, 8 years, you are the best. You are the best parent. I love you. And then 12 years, my father is annoying me. My mother is annoying me. And then after 12 years, 15, 16, my father is a villain in my life. My mother, they don't want to see me happy. Then about 18 years, I don't want to live in this house. I don't want to move out from this house. And when at the age of 24, 25, then you still realize it. Maybe my parents was right. At the age of 30 and 35, yes, my father was right. My mother was right. And then at the age of 35, 40, I wish I could ask forgiveness from my parents. I wish. And then age of 45, 60, I don't want to lose my parents. And definitely at the age of 60, things comes again. I love you so much. I love my mom. I love my dad. The time over. Everything will be finished. Everyone who came in this world, they have to go. Isse pehle ki pura circle ghume ki 60 years ke baad aap jo hai isko gaur kare, aap abhi gaur kar le. Jo cheez pehle kehte the, baad mein kehne se behtar hai beech mein bhi kehna shuru kare. You never say jazakallah, thank you. Aap jaye, logon ne itne kaam kiya, abu jazakallah, you have sacrificed everything for me, you have done a lot for me. When the last time you said to your father, when the last time you said to your mother, okay, you amazing, آپ نے بہت کیا, چھوٹے تھے جب کیا تھا, ابھی کیوں نہیں کہتے ہیں؟ ان کے احسانات کو اب بھی تو یاد کرے نا. جو لوگوں کا شکر ادا نہیں کرتا, وہ اللہ کا بھی شکر ادا نہیں کرتا. اب لوگوں کا شکر ادا کرنا تو سیکھے. تو اللہ ہمارے آل پر رحم فرمائے, اپنے ماں باپ کی قدر کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرمائے. جی, رائٹ آنسر, امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ الرحمان. لک آفٹر یور سیلف, ہیو اے نائس ڈے. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path